This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you back a great, great company, and it's been a little while since he's been on my show. We're talking no other than Cannabis Life Sciences. They're also known as CLS Holdings USA, Inc. They're on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him. He's somewhere in Canada, traveling, telling people about his great company and his great story, Jeff Binder. Chairman and CEO. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's so good to be back. I thank you for having me.
You know, what are your thoughts on the current state of medical and recreational cannabis, especially now that you're up in Canada? I think they're going to approve something here the first week of October, if my mind recalls correctly.
Well, yeah, Canada has already approved federal or countrywide recreational marijuana. They're in the process of promulgating all of their rules and regulations, and it is expected to be rolled out here in the next 30 to 60 days. With regard to medical and recreational in the U.S., I'd like to start with medical because everybody talks about the recreational side of it. Medical is very important. There are a lot of applications where it is shown to be, you know, very beneficial. If you look at Colorado, where medical marijuana has been in use now for, I think it's going on 5 or 6 years, there's the use of opioids are down, and people are flocking to the state where there are indications that medical can help, such as there's 80,000 children in the United States under 10 years old that have more than 8 epileptic fits a day. They have no quality of life. Medical where marijuana has shown to be very effective. One of the reasons I'm involved in this industry is one of my godchildren, 2.5 years old, was diagnosed as high as you could be diagnosed in the autistic scale. And by 3 years old, she was almost catatonic.
Now, wow.
She had early intervention. There were a lot of things that we were able to do to assist her, but she went on a dietary supplement 3 times a day, starting at 3.5 years old. She'll be 8 years old this week, as a matter of fact. She's mainstreamed in school. She's active. She's social. And the way a stranger would know that she is autistic is when she gets excited, she has that hand movement. So I don't want us in the industry to lose sight of, you know, the benefits that medical marijuana can bring. And as we learn more about it, it's becoming more and more promising.
Very well said.
As far as recreational marijuana, I'm a believer that it should be recreational. It should be across state lines. I believe that you should be have to be 21 years old before you can partake of recreational marijuana, just like alcohol. I believe the statistics have shown that marijuana is a safer form of stimuli than alcohol. Again, in states like Colorado and other states where it is recreational, you actually see the use of opioids going down, which I think is the biggest epidemic facing the adult communities in the United States today. That one of the biggest issues facing the younger adults is depression. Marijuana has shown to be very effective when used to combat depression. So again, like anything else, anything can be abused, but I think it should be regulated, federally legal, and at 21 years old, it should be open to the public.
You know, switch gears here just for a second, if we can, Jeff. You know, recently you put out a press release, I think around the middle of September, about announcing the two potential huge deals. Can you elaborate on that, and how's that going to transform your company?
Sure. First of all, let me just give you an overview of what our corporate strategy is. Our corporate strategy is, as we're looking to states that have limited licensing that is currently medical that will be going recreational. The reason we're doing that is because if you look at states like Colorado, where there's almost unlimited licensing, and there's probably, I believe, in Denver alone, 300 or 400 licenses. It gets to be overkill. We look to Massachusetts, where there's only 39 medical licenses. There will be a very limited amount offered by the state, and a very limited number of municipalities are opting in. So we see that as a great opportunity to garner market share. We welcome competition, but we don't see prices going down dramatically as they are in states where there are unlimited licenses. Massachusetts has a very large population. The state has approved recreational. It was supposed to be implemented in July or August. They've held back getting the regs in place, and they'll be on board in the next 30 to 60 days. The company that we have entered into a letter of intent with, In Good Health, was the third medical marijuana company in the state. They presently have over 17,000 people come to their establishment, and they do about they deliver to about 1,700 people. They currently operate a 25,000 square foot grow and dispensary. We will be lending them $5 million for them to build out another 25,000 square feet contiguous with their current space. So management in place, so we see it as a tremendous opportunity. The second urban tent we entered into was with a group that have all the licenses in place to do an 86,000 square foot grow. It'll be state-of-the-art. Again, people that we've vetted that know the business, we're going to be building that out, and it should be finished being built out the third quarter of 2019, and fully operational by the end of the first quarter of, when I say 2020. That will make it the second or third largest grow in the state. And as I said, a very limited amount of licenses being given out. So we intend to be one of the top players within the state of Massachusetts. That's an overview of why we entered into these two letter of intents and what we see as the opportunity.
My guest today is Jeff Binder. He is the chairman and CEO of Cannabis Life Sciences, CLS Holdings USA. Trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. We're kind of running out of time here, Jeff, but why would you want people to take a little bit closer look at your company? Your stock price is at a dollar, market cap's at $84 million.
Okay. I think if you look closely at our company, you'll see, as I express what our philosophy is, we tend to go into states where we can be one of the dominant players within that state. We also didn't mention our patented technology, which we're building a facility in Nevada now. We received our patent in December, and we are in the process of not only building our facility, but also licensing that will go around that patent. So I think we cover seed to sale, but we also have a strong technology play that we're looking at. And as I said, we intend to be one of the dominant players in this industry. We have a good management team, and I would just ask everyone to look at what we're doing, and hopefully you'll see the opportunities that we see within CLS.
Jeff, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show today. I wish you nothing but continued success. Only thing I ask of you, hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and give us an update of what's going on behind the scenes.
That would be my pleasure. Again, I thank you so much for the opportunity of speaking with you. Have a beautiful day.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.